going out there on the national stage and, you know, proving we're a lot better football team than what we put forth in the first half of the season.
All right, that's linebacker Brian Cushing. We welcome you back to Texans Extra Points, Drew Doherty, Wade Smith, and Mark Vandermeer. And this defense is going to be tested on Monday Night Football against the Bengals. What's your keys to a victory in your mind?
I think, first of all, our defense is going to have to play up to their ability. We have a bunch of first-round draft picks on our defense, and we have a bunch of guys that are extremely talented that have made plays in the league, and they're going to have to make them because the guys they're going up against are super talented. They're deep at every position, running back, wide receiver. The tight end's really good. Quarterback's playing well. They have a really good offensive line. So that is the key for me, is our defense is going to have to play up to the level that they're capable of.
Make plays on defense, Vandy.
I think special teams are really key here, Drew, and not committing penalties on special teams. When you look at the last two games, quietly the Texans have put together a couple of nice special teams performances back-to-back. We've been looking for back-to-back all year, right? We got two good games back-to-back on special teams. Got to have that continue. Got to get good field position out of Mumphrey in the return game and punt them deep, you know, play the field position battle, because if they're getting returns and you're not covering kicks well and all that, and they're playing on a short field, well, it's going to be a long night. But if you're able to pin them back deep, get the defense going, and get decent field position, I'm not asking for the 40-yard line every time, but get me to the 25, get me to the 30, start drives there, maybe you can get some good things going offensively.
Not to go too deep into punter talk, but Shane Leckler, one of the best to ever do so, and he's really gotten a lot of help from a few new additions that have come in during the season, Brian Peters and Charles James II. Those guys have been excellent getting downfield on special teams tackles, but you know who's one of the leaders? Who's tied for the lead in special teams tackles? John Weeks. He's doing a great job. The long snapper.
He
getting
hustles
down there and busting heads.
He gets down, you know, the former paramedic gets down there like it's a five-alarm fire, okay? Go make a play in a kick game. He loves that.
Well, for me, the key, or one of the keys, has got to be turnover differential. You must do what you've done in your wins. You're plus six on that side of the ball, meaning you've taken the ball away three times more than the opponent has. You don't turn the ball over. That's got to continue. They didn't give anything up against the Titans. They took it away three times. Same thing against the Bucks and the Jaguars. You must protect the football when you're on offense, because you guys have talked about it. Playmakers over there for the Bengals, and you got to come up with a play or two on defense and snatch the ball away from Dalton.
Yeah, getting a short field every now and then. Just get him one, maybe. Get him one drive spot at the 25 of the opponent and see what happens.
Well, there's just one. You got to go 1-0. That's all you can focus on this week. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Wade. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on Texans Extra Points.
Up again, has some time, airs it out, left side of the end zone, and Hopkins with the catch, touchdown, Houston.